Words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 13, from verse 13 to 14. It is page 209 of the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. From Paphos, Paul and his companions sailed to Perga in Pamphylia, where John left them to return to Jerusalem. From Perga, they went on to Pisidian Antioch. On the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and sat down. As we looked over last time, Cyprus, the first place for Paul's ministry, was an unforgettable place for him. It is because Paphos in Cyprus Island was the place where he was called Paul for the first time. His name was originally Saul. Since Saul is the name of the king of Israel, he meant a great person to the Jews. However, the meaning of Paul is a little person. When he arrived in Paphos, he realized that he couldn't regard himself as a great person before God. It was inevitable for him to be a low and humble Paul, giving up the pride of Saul. The more he became little, the greater work of the Holy Spirit was carried out through his life. He who turned into little Paul became the perfect channel of God, which let the flow of God's love and life go toward the world. There was one more thing that happened to him in Paphos in Cyprus. He emerged as the head of the missionary team in Paphos. Barnabas used to be the head. So his name preceded Paul's name in the Bible. But after Paul was proven to be able, since Paphos, God made him the head of the team, and since then on, his name was written before everybody else's. Paul finally was able to start living the life of Paul as we have known since Paphos of Cyprus. It is needless to say that God was in the center of all this. First half of verse 13. From Paphos, Paul and his companions sailed to Perga in Pamphylia. Paul, who became the head of the team, got on the ship heading for Pergas in Pamphylia from Paphos in Cyprus with Barnabas and John. However, the three of them were not the only people on the ship. God was with them. If there hadn't been God with them, with His Spirit, there would be no reason for three of them to be on the ship heading for Pergas and Pamphylia. The reason they were heading for Pergas was to become the channel of God's love and life toward the world. Who could be the channel of God's love and life? Of course, those who know that God is with them, with His love and life. Only those can let God's love and life flow through their lives.
흘려보내는 하나님의 통로로 살 수 있습니다.
Therefore, that the team became the channel of God's love and life was a very dramatic experience that made themselves confirm God's grace in every moment of their lives. This is why Paul confessed as the following, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9 to 10. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Originally, Paul was a mobster who had persecuted the Church of God. However, God paid the price of Jesus' blood to redeem the mobster. God had trained him in person for 17 years. God chose him to be the channel of God's love and life that flowed toward this world. God did His divine work through him in Paphos. God also took him as the head of the first missionary team. And even more, the great apostle Paul, who would renew the history of this world. Paul couldn't have been Paul if there hadn't been God's grace. Therefore, he was devoted to his calling to live as the channel of God's love and life. And still, he couldn't be proud of himself. It was because all this was thanks to God's grace with him. The more he devoted his life to God, to thank his grace, the more he realized God's grace with him deeply. This was the reason why Paul dedicated his whole life to God. To live as the channel of God's love and life meant to enjoy God's love and life in his life, in the love and life of God. Two days ago, as I preached at the midnight service on the New Year's Day, the slogan of our church this year is together from Romans chapter 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. To become a channel of God's love and life that flows toward the world is to mean to share joy, anger, sorrow, and pleasure with those who will be with us in the Lord. In other words, it is to share your life with those who will be with you. At first sight, it seems that only one side's self-sacrifice is necessary for those who will be with you, and that there is no benefit to the one who lives the life like that. However, it is not true.
만약 누군가가 그렇게 말한다면
if one thinks and said so it means that one have never shared his life with anyone else.
본 적이 없었다는 증거일 뿐입니다. 우리가 누군가를 위해 하나님의 사랑과 생명을 흘려보내는 하나님의 통로가 되고
We are able to be the channel of God's love and life and to share our lives with those who will be with us only when we enjoy God's love and life in our lives.
그러므로 하나님의 사랑과 생명의 통로가
Thus, we can enjoy true happiness as people of God only when we live the lives of God's channel of His love and life toward the world. There's a young brother I love and respect. He's joyfully sharing his life with those he's supposed to be with. Let's listen to his story from him and let's find out why he does all this and what he gets from it.
본인으로부터 직접 이야기를 한번 들어보기로 하겠습니다.
헬로, I'm Sean from Group 227.
227고요. 탤런트 정영 씨의 남편인 션입니다.
I got married to the most beautiful woman in the world on October 8th, 2004. We got married without any traditional wedding presents and without getting any monetary gifts from guests. We only exchanged wedding rings. It was a simple wedding, but a happy wedding that made guests want to stay. One day after the wedding, I gave a suggestion to my wife. We started our marriage life very happily. Why don't we stop holding the happiness and live a life of sharing it with the neighbors to enjoy even a happier life? I thought that if I suggest something big, it can be a burden for my wife and I may not be able to keep up with it. Therefore, I suggested something little so that we could act on it every day, which is giving 10,000 won to neighbors every day. And my wife, without any hesitation, agreed. 10,000 won was not a burdensome amount of money to us since we both had jobs. So we started to collect 10,000 won every day for neighbors from the next day of our marriage. Every end of a year, which is our wedding anniversary, we deliver our collected money to Bapak community in Seoul, Cheongnyang-ni, and we volunteer a whole day to serve the homeless people. On the first day of coming back from our first wedding anniversary volunteer work, my wife said, I give such a little, but I come back with such a big happiness. We only gave 10,000 won every day, and that was it. But the happiness that we came back with was much bigger than the happiness from using 10,000 won ourselves. Last October 8th was our fourth anniversary, and the money we saved for 4 years and delivered totals up to be 14,610,000
won.
If I asked my wife to give 14,610,000 won for one time, it would have been burdensome. But since it was 10,000 won a day, we could have done it happily. Assuming that God will allow our couple to live a long life, on the day of our 40th anniversary, 146,100,000 won will be delivered to the neighbors. I've been married for a little past 5 years. God blessed our family and already we have 3 children, Haum, Harang, Hayul. It's only been 6 months after our youngest child was born, and he's beautiful. He smiles a lot. He smiles even at strangers. Our oldest child, Haum, smiled a lot compared to our second child, Harang, who was born with natural charisma. I did not really smile until his first day. But our youngest child, Hayul, smiles a lot ever since he was born. So he's beautiful. Our second child, Harang, as I told you, was born with innate charisma. You can only find a few pictures of him smiling. He was innately hip-hop. But this child was very, very good-looking. He only had 2 birthdays, but as a father who saw him every day for the last 2 years, even this morning I told him, Harang, you are very good-looking. Generally, a newborn baby does not have definite shapes on face. Less hair, with less eyebrows. It kind of looks blurry and clear. I was in the delivery room when Harang was born. When the doctor let me hold the newborn Harang, I noticed his black, thick, and long hair. I thought he went to the hair shop. He had Beckham's hairstyle. And unlike other babies' face, were unclear-cut features, he had clear-cut features like elementary students. It's because he looks like his mother. Our oldest child, Haum, is a daughter, but she's cute because she looks like me. After oldest child, Haum, was born, I was able to understand the words of adults, that it looked so wonderful that it would not even hurt when I inserted it into my eyes. But not every moment she does beautiful things. Sometimes she does not listen. She wakes up in the middle of nights and keeps me up for nights long, and I can't even get poop or pee on my finger when changing her diapers. She sometimes bites me. However, I don't even feel her poop or pee. But rather, when she first pooped, I wanted to keep it as a souvenir forever because I was happy that she pooped and it was so amazing. But I could not keep it because my wife stopped me, but I still have a picture of it. As watching that beautiful child grow up, I thought about her first birthday party. I believe the first birthday party is a very meaningful place because it's a party we're inviting a lot of people to show how our child was able to grow so healthy and beautifully. First birthday parties are very meaningful, but it shares one commonality that the heroes of the party are not actually happy. The heroes are the child and the mother, but when child reaches age of 1, he starts to feel uncomfortable around strangers. And 1-year-old child has regular routine life, like the child has a certain time to eat, sleep, and play. But on the day of the first birthday party, everything is loud and a room filled with strangers, and therefore breaks child's regular rhythm. At the end of the party, baby is forced to grab something before many people in front after spending a hard day. That is a very tiring request. After seeing those parties, I wanted to have special and meaningful first day party for Haum. We are dual income earning people, and mostly dual income earning people gets help from a nanny. However, we decided not to get help from a nanny and try to raise Haum on our own after discussing deeply ever since she was conceived. Thus, we could save the money from the nanny, and instead of paying a nanny, we deposited that money under the name of Haum. We could save 20 million won on the day of Haum's first birthday after including the expense money when others pay for the party. Our family went to Seoul National University Pediatric Hospital, and we made possible for two children with cardio problem and one child who needed cochlear implant to have surgeries. After Ham's first birthday, people asked me when it was her first birthday party and why didn't you invite me to a party. So I answered, we had only a small party with family. And when people asked me again what Ham grabbed in her party, I answered that she held neighbor's hand on her first birthday party. I was arranged a visit to Philippines last May, and because of one Filipino girl who is supported through compassion among other six people ever since Ham was conceived. Her name is Clarice, and I received a mail from Clarice in March, 2 months before my visit. I was so excited to open the envelope when I found pictures drawn with crayon and written short message. I love you, Mommy, Jeong-hae-young, my wife's name. I could not find my name anywhere in the mail, but I showed that mail to my wife very happily. Our couple is only sending little contribution of 35,000 won monthly. But Clarice called my wife Mommy, and this touched my wife so much. My wife said to me, although Ham, Harang are our blessed children, the six children that we hold in our arms from compassion are also our beloved children. And my wife said to me that she should go and visit Clarice for herself. So she left me in charge of Haum and Harang to go to Philippines. She firstly visited Compassion Project. Compassion Project is the place where tens of people who are supported can study, praise, and living together with bright smiles. Next day, my wife visited Clarice. In the middle of the small creek, there was a family with six members in a very small shack. The environment was so bad that they could not even eat a proper meal. It was a place without a dream. But with the little contribution of 35,000 won, their lives were transformed, and more importantly, they got to know Jesus' love and accepted his saving of life. She came back home. Our couple, we had a dream. We wanted to have our own house. My wife and I worked very hard saving money and are eligible to get a loan from banks to buy a house. We believe the dream could come true. If we get a loan from banks, the interest and principal we have to pay every month was around 3.5 million won. Getting back from Philippines, my wife told me that she wanted to give 100 children a hope instead of buying our house. So we have supported 100 children since last May with the money. Currently, we are supporting 103 children. Sometimes I'm asked a question that there are a lot of children facing many difficulties. Why do you help so many people, so many children abroad? I want to talk about compassion briefly. In 1952, during the Korean War, Reverend Swanson from the U.S. visited Korea. I saw a truck carrying garbage. He noticed there was a hand of a person among the trash,
그래서 달려 나가서 인부를 붙잡고 사람의 손이 있다라고 말을
And surprisingly, he realized that the truck was actually full of dead bodies of children. It was just like trash. Deeply shocked, Reverend Swanson went back to America and established compassion to make Americans know the miserable reality of Korean children and to help them. In 1952, more than 100,000 children at the time received support and now became our fathers and mothers. At the time in 1952, there must have been many poor people in America as well. However, a lot of Americans reached out to people in a small land, Korea. We owed them. One of the reasons that I helped children abroad is to pay our debt. It seemed, however, not sufficient. Early last year, my family earned huge money since my wife and I contracted for a commercial. It was bliss for me, who have only once in a commercial in 12 years of career as a singer. It was thanks to my wife. So we started to support 100 Korean children with the money through Hope Children's Services. Now we are parents of 203 children.
작년 후반에
Recently, I made an appearance on a TV program. On the program, celebrities exchanged their own items, each other, starting from very small and expensive thing. I wanted them to extend my message to my colleagues and viewers that sharing is not difficult. So I decided to start with exchanging something easy to get, but very crucial, which was water that is very scarce in Africa. A bottle of water worth of 500 won was exchanged to a t-shirt of Big Bang, a famous idol group, to a set of tableware of Kim Ho-jin, an actor, to a cufflink and a table of Kang Hye-jeong, an actress, to a painting that Choi Soo-jung, an actor, had, to a sermon and a mountain bike, and finally to a car of Kim Bum, an actor. A 500 won water changed to a car worthy of 20 million won through love and care of people. 500 won increased 40,000 times. Some people ask my wife and me how we make financial investment. Other than the four compulsory insurances and car insurance, we don't have any insurance and investment. Suddenly, however, I came to realize that we might also be investing in something. People invest for the future. In this sense, we make an investment for the future that our children will live and for the better and happier world. We make an investment through sharing. A teacher of the law in Matthew asked to test Jesus what is the biggest commandment among the Ten Commandments. Jesus told that the biggest is love of God, and the second is the same, to love your neighbors. I believe that love of the Lord is the only way for us to lead a truly life. My wife and I will live practicing the love of God to our neighbors and share the love. We believe that this is our mission, to become happy Christians. Thank you.
살아가려고 합니다. 감사합니다.
하루에 만 원씩 모은 2년 동안 모은 돈을 10,000 a day. And all the money they collected for the year, they devoted and volunteered at Pakpo.
그곳에 하루에 제일 많은 분들이 식사로 올 경우에 1,500분이 오시는 500명에게 식사 제공하는 비용이 150만 원이라고 합니다. 그러니까 현 집사님 부부가 1년 동안
At Papa, when the most of people come, sums up to be 1,500, and the expense of preparing a meal costs about 1,500 won. And they can serve more than 2,500 people with the money they saved every day for the year. The touching confession of Sean makes us think about the dignity of a Christian. Recently, the government and media often talk about the nation's dignity. Although our nation's economic power increases greatly, dignity of a country cannot be ensured when rule of law, public good, public order, ethics, and other public values are not established. If a nation has a dignity and a person has a personality, Christians have their own dignity. The dignity cannot be maintained when a Christian intends to live a selfish life. That means, although you say you believe in God, you actually do not recognize that the Lord is always with us. How can a person who does not even recognize and believe that God is always with us have a dignity as a Christian? On the contrary, a person who believes that God is always with us cannot fail to have a dignity as a Christian, sharing and living as a pathway of love and life of God. By being a pathway of love and life of Father God, their personalities also improve through the love and life of God. As today's scripture tells us, if Paul did not live as a pathway of the love and life of God to share his life with people, he could never have been a great Christian with such a high dignity 2,000 years later. Beloved brothers and sisters, although we are insignificant and minor, the Lord who saved us with the blood of Jesus will always be with us this year with his love and life. Let us live the lives walking with the Lord. No matter where we are, let us have a spiritual insight to be alert to the love and life of God in his words and prayers. To become a pathway for the love and life of the Lord, let us share our lives with our neighbors who we ought to be with. With the love and life, let us all have the dignity as a Christian. Having a dignity as a Christian is to raise the dignity of our families and church and to increase the dignity of our nation. And thus, there is no greater happiness for Christians to live a life with dignity. To guide us to the very way of happiness, God is with us right now with his love and life on this very special day of the first worship. Let us pray. Mm-hmm. Thank you for giving us a precious year of 2010, trusting us and having us realize what is a true happiness in this first week of the new year. Please allow us to have an insight so that we could be always alert toward God, who is always with us all the time in this year of 2010. Please have us live a happy life as a pathway of your love and life. Please allow us to share my life with the family members. Please allow us to share my life with colleagues at work. Please allow us to share my life with members of the church. Please allow us to share my life with my ethnic community. Please allow us to share my life with all the humanity. Help us to enjoy happiness of investing in sharing for the beautiful world where our children will live in the future. Allow us to enjoy the happiness that as many people as possible live a happier life through us. Please help us to follow God, who is always with us in this year as well. In the love and life of the Lord, please allow us to live with dignity as a Christian. We want to keep the dignity of the church and the nation through us. Most of all, we want to make you happy through us. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.